every day, I'm going to take myself for a 10, 15 minute walk. You know, I'm going to keep the appointment with my therapist. These are the things that I'm doing, even if I'm not motivated to do so. Motivation can be tricky because it comes and goes, but the discipline can stay there if we decide that that's what we want for ourselves. Welcome to another episode of the Peace and Prosperity Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Phillips, licensed therapist, confidence expert. And today we're going to unpack decision making, because a lot of times we forget that decisions and the decisions that we make are the outcome or results in the outcome that we have in our life. So essentially, if we want to change our behaviors, we want to change how we feel, we want to change how our life looks, we have to change the decisions. And we can't ignore the decisions that we're making and how they impact how we show up. So the first thing that I want you to do is, one, decide what you want for yourself. Meaning, do you want a more peaceful life? Do you want more abundance in your life? Do you want a healthier relationship? You know what you want. So you have to first make the decision, but then you have to now own it and say, you know what? I'm going to do whatever it is in my power or whatever I need to have this for me. There are times when we show up and we look at what we don't have and we blame other people. We look at the choices that they made and fail to realize the choices that we're making or not making for ourselves. Let me give you an example. If you want to look better, meaning like physically, you want to be more physically fit, you have to first decide that this is something that you want. You can't just automatically will yourself into a better body, into losing weight, into going to the gym, into eating differently. You have to make the decision. This is why we hear so much about mindset, almost to the point where it sounds cliche, but there's really a lot of truth behind that, because we're making decisions for us, whether or not they're positive or negative. We're making them, but sometimes we're not acknowledging that this is a choice. We're looking at everything that's not happening and putting it on external factors, but failing to take ownership that, you know what? I have a lot of involvement in that. If I want to, you know, be more fit, or if I want to make more money, if I want to show up better in my relationships, I have to first decide that that's going to be what I want. So whatever it is that you want, first decide it. And I would advise you to write it down so it can be really clear and you can look at it like, you know what? This is not what I want. Let me scratch it out. Let me rephrase this, or let me rewrite this. Because that's what's happening in our life. When you continue to start over and over, all you're doing is making a different decision. But you're not clear on what's the initial decision, what you really wanted. So I want you to write it down and ask yourself, is this what I want? Next thing we have to have discipline. Now, some people say, well, what about motivation? Motivation's cool too, but motivation comes and goes. We're not always motivated to do the things that we want to do. So if you find yourself struggling with anxiety, struggling with stress management, you've been feeling more depressed, you may rely on motivation to get you to do the things that you want. Okay, I'm gonna get so motivated and I'm going to clean up my place, or I'm going to get a makeover, or I'm going to be motivated to spend some time and work on my health, which in theory, it sounds good. But in reality, some days we're just more motivated than others. And when that motivation is through the roof, like, you know, like Motivation Monday, we can really take it there on that day where we're knocking everything out. But then what about Thursday? What about Wednesday? We're halfway through the week and now we're starting to feel real sluggish. Does the motivation, you know, once the motivation goes, do we just decide that this is not for me? I don't think so, because we still want to be less stressed and less anxious. And this is where the discipline can come in, where you're going to say, you know what? Every day I'm going to wake up and practice my deep breathing. Every day I'm going to take myself for a 10, 15 minute walk. You know, I'm going to keep the appointment with my therapist. These are the things that I'm doing, even if I'm not motivated to do so. Motivation can be tricky because it comes and goes, but the discipline can stay there if we decide that that's what we want for ourselves. Today's episode is brought to you by Blank Wardrobe. Blank Wardrobe is a lifestyle brand that features women's apparel. They're all about making style effortless and functional. Blank Wardrobe understands that building a foundational wardrobe is key to expressing your unique style. They offer a carefully curated selection of edgy basics that are sure to elevate your style game. What sets Blank Wardrobe apart is their dedication to educating women on how to build a wardrobe that truly reflects their individuality, which allows women to feel empowered and confident. It's all about versatile pieces that can be mixed and matched to create countless different looks. Visit their website at www.blankwardrobe.com and be sure to catch up with them on Instagram at the Blank Wardrobe to shop and for outfit inspo. I'm telling y'all, we got this, but we have to, one, decide it, and then two, I want to lean on discipline, not just motivation. Next, we have to realize that we're going to be uncomfortable. If all the decisions that we're making are comfortable decisions, are we really changing anything? I'm going to use the gym analogy. When you go to the gym and you start to lift heavier weights, so you start to run longer or whatever exercise you do, when you take it up a notch, more often you're going to be uncomfortable, which is not comfortable. So we will decide, I don't want to do that. That's not helping us. That's not helping us achieve the outcome that we want. So in essence, as opposed to just sticking to what we know, quote unquote, right? We do that. I want you to think about, what can I do this where I'm going to be uncomfortable? However, I know this is going to get me to my end goal. If you want to show up differently, you want to, again, get rid of your stress, your anxiety. You want to be more confident. You want to get rid of the self-doubt. You want to be able to know yourself and trust yourself. You have to be willing to be in uncomfortable situations. Because, like, logically, if what you were doing was already working, then one, you probably wouldn't be listening to the podcast, which I do appreciate you listening to the podcast. No doubt. But seriously, you want to do something different and you want that for yourself. So just be prepared to be uncomfortable through the process. And that's where the discipline and even knowing ahead of time will help you. There are times when I know, like if I'm working out with my trainer and he's like, okay, all right, Jason, we're going to switch it up because, you know, we've been doing this for a while. I'm like, because I done got used to, and he only usually gives us the same workout regimen for like two, maybe three times, and then he's switching it all up. Because one, I'm getting mentally comfortable, but then even more so, my body and my muscles are getting comfortable. So we have to be able to switch things up in order to, last but not least, stay consistent. So if we're staying consistent, that's a hard one. But I'm going to give you something to think about. Know your pitfalls. Know the things that typically take you out the game and keep you from being as consistent as you want. Meaning, are there certain people where you like, you know what, once I get around this group of friends, it's a wrap? Or are there certain vices where once you start engaging in certain behaviors, the things that you want for yourself, all those decisions go out the window? I'm not judging you. But what I am saying is, I want you to think through these things so that you can be prepared to make the decision to stay on course for what you want. Now, as we wind down this conversation, y'all, we're talking about something that's very, very important. If you want to change your life, you want to change your situation. Again, I'm going to run it down. One, you have to make the decision, decide for you. Second, discipline over motivation. Third, be willing to be uncomfortable. Four, be consistent. And you can do that by knowing your pitfalls. Man, I'm telling you, you got this. I want you to, as cliche as it sounds, I want you to believe in yourself, but I also want you to be honest and ask yourself, what decisions am I making that are taking me down the rabbit hole or that are leading me to start overthinking and really showing up in ways that it's not what you want? All right, y'all, we have wrapped up another dynamic episode of the Peace and Prosperity Podcast. As always, I would invite you to listen to another one, share this with a friend, and hey, just be dope. Be yourself. Peace. Thank you all for listening to another episode of the Peace and Prosperity Podcast. Again, if you are feeling like, hey, I'm experiencing high functioning anxiety, don't beat yourself up about it. It is okay. We all experience anxiety from time to time. And I gave you a couple of things that you can do on your own, but don't hesitate to reach out to a professional to better manage what you're going through. Okay. And lastly, make sure if you have not, like, share, subscribe to the podcast, and send this out to a friend. And if you want to hear certain episodes or have certain conversations, let me know. You can shoot me a DM or just leave a review, and I will definitely follow up. All right, y'all. Be blessed. Peace.